Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, first of all, as I said before, I was doing podcasts, and I prefer to do podcasts positively, so I'll get to that in a minute. I'm doing something that I dealt with for a long time. I really don't know why the police department haven't arrested the people who are living in my building or nearby, because I consider them domestic terrorists. You know, I don't understand why. You know, perhaps it's because, you know, I became famous with my music, and perhaps I attracted some of the crazies in my neighborhood. But even before I released records and became known to the world and on a small scale 10 years ago, I dealt with these types. These people are, I consider, severely mentally ill. This morning was no different. I woke up this morning. I heard them talking about me using the bathroom, graphically describing me using the bathroom. And I told them that they were outside the gate laughing, talking about me, saying I was being prejudiced or racist because they were listening to conversations inside my home and looking inside. Again, first of all, I'm not a racist, but if they heard me say anything or have anything, then they violated my constitutional rights. That is a crime. These people do not think it's a crime to peep in my home, whether I'm a homeowner or a tenant. We can't look in someone else's home with a device or film them or listening. Those are allegations that I brought up before. But these deranged people, I think they need the police involved. So I told the police department about this, and the police said that if there's evidence, if I find a camera or if I show evidence of any trespass or any illegal camera or device, then they will come over and remove it. I just said the board told me that. They say it's against the law. You can't do that. Unfortunately, while that is the case, and I would never allow anyone to look in my private area or film inside my private area because it's my right under law, or anybody's home, or even if they're renting, they have a right to privacy in their bathroom, bedroom, living room, kitchen, I mean anything behind closed doors. Long as the windows are closed and covered, then we can't look in without someone's permission. Unfortunately, when I hear neighbors gossiping or dangerous wackos outside saying that they're listening to my conversations inside my home, then I get very concerned that this perpetual gossiping and rumors that I have perpetuated to the point where there is concern that they may be. And that is there is no excuse to violate my right. And I think the reason is because they think I may be famous or not. I'm not famous. I'm already famous, okay? First of all, I'm already famous. I got my songs on, so they don't have to worry about that. But if they show this me filming or show me talking inside my home, that is a crime. It is it's a civil code, it's a penal code, it's a misdemeanor, it's a felony. They not only violated my rights under law, it's also a federal law against it too. It's a federal law against being a peeping Tom too. It's also the building has a code against that too. So they may have committed a felony if any of these allegations are true, and it might be. There are dangerous people in this neighborhood and in my building, so I say that with care. But, you know, it's wrong. So the LAPD said they will keep a lookout and be aware of these allegations, because if it comes up or if they find anything, then they can put these people in prison, because I think these people are dangerous, especially hearing outside somebody saying black power and stuff, just because I'm going to law school. I don't even know them. First of all, I think that's sick. I don't believe in black power. I believe in power for all people, regardless of race or color. Second of all, I don't know these people. I think they're whacked. I don't know why they would say things like that. I think these people should be investigated for mental health. I don't know why they haven't been put in the hospital or put in prison because of the things they say and the threats they say outside my window, out there in the street, and in the building. Okay? I don't want that kind of sick, wacko shit around me, because no one should be, I should not be in my home or going outside listening to some crazy person saying black power and all this stuff, because I don't believe that shit, and I don't know why they would say that. One other thing they said is that they were my cousin. They're not my cousin. They're pretending to be my cousin. And if they were, I would not have nothing to do with them because I consider them dangerous. This is the reason why, they should have investigations with people who are severely mentally ill, who are criminals or troubled, who don't know how to deal with people. They should have investigations by the FBI, because these people could do some harm to me or some innocent person for no reason because of their illness. I don't know why they came over here. One of them have said that they're doing it because they think I'm sensitive. Well, that's the thing. That's insane. What they just said was so deranged and dangerous. I have to be careful. Nobody does try to harass or try to press my buttons or try to get me angry because I'm sensitive. That's sick. And then they say, it really is wrong. Well, I don't condone any type of discrimination. These African-American, Latino, white, deranged, homeless, I believe they are hanging out at the San Fernando Center. Sound like it. They got mental problems. They come over to my home saying things about me, and they don't even know me, or sit in the building talking about what I'm doing, where I work. I should be out working. I should be doing that. I mean, I do a lot of things, but I have a business. I do a lot of things, but the thing is, whether I'm working or not, that's none of their business. They do not know how to live in this country. I consider them very dangerous. They don't know. They don't have the respect for other people around me, people like me who they don't know. I'm an adult, okay? So I'm very concerned about these mentally ill people in this neighborhood where I live, who say these things and said that, and who don't have the capacity to deal with strangers like me and respect boundaries by what they're saying. So I hope that the FBI can investigate them, because I'm sure they've been in prison or done some crime or something. We got all these mass shootings out here, okay? My home was burglarized, and I think these people were involved. So I had to file police reports. I had something stolen from my garage. I mean, I have to be careful. And, yes, I don't want to live here no more. I'm just talking to my real estate agent. Hope we eventually find a place. And I think that's what they want. Any other situations, people with their political beliefs. Someone say, stay with their own kind. You know that's racist. That statement is racist. That's a racist person living near me, and they should not be living around multicultural in Los Angeles, which don't condone any type of racism. Any type of racism, white racism, black racism, is wrong. So I hope that FBI and the police department or the state can investigate eventually, because these people have been doing this over a long period of time, and it requires somebody to get involved, because they sound like they're very sick and dangerous. Some mentally ill people are sick and dangerous and can do harm to people. It's just a fact of life. While most people with mental diagnosis are not dangerous, some people are dangerous who are mentally ill, and these people are the stereotype. So they must have them investigate. If they have any religious bigotry or any type of discrimination toward me because I'm black or whatever, any other type of discrimination because it's wrong, they should not be living here. They act out on their beliefs by getting all these sick criminals to target me, then they should be investigated. They're dangerous. That's a domestic terrorist. terrorism, you terrorize somebody you don't know. Well, you know, I don't know these people, or I don't know these people very well, okay? Whether I knew, if you know, you know, the basic common sense is, if you know somebody or if you do, or if you don't know them, you don't go up to them and talk about them outside their window or go up to them and say things at them without them, without you knowing them coming over or whatever. I don't want those people around me. If I do know them from a long time ago, I don't want them around me. Even if they are from, because I don't have no cousins out here coming out here, but if they did come out here, I don't want nothing to do with them because they came out here without me knowing. And I talked about how bad my past with my relationship to biological family, but there's a fine line between boundaries and learning how to deal with people with common sense. You know, it really is sad that I talk about these issues, but it is important because they have deranged mentally ill people in the society who say things and say crazy things and who target people for no reason. These people, I never talk to them or don't know them, and they come over here for no reason. That doesn't make sense. We don't talk about what people do inside their home. Now, if they do have any tapes or anything of me talking, talking or whatever, it's criminal. It would be legal action, and you can go to jail for it. And it is not what they think, because I am not no bigot. But there are dangerous people in this society, regardless of color. That these people in this building, some people in this building or in this area do not have the capacity to respect boundaries or do not know how to live around other American citizens. They should not be living in this area. They should be investigated by the FBI and police. The description, I describe these people who said those things, who talk about me using the bathroom and stuff, extremely sick and dangerous. First of all, they saying things that doesn't make sense, which describe their sickness. First of all, if they're looking inside the bathroom, they are a criminal and a very sick, deranged individual. And third of all, if any of those allegations of trespassing, if any of those allegations of peeping in my home are true, they committed a crime. It is no excuse. They should have went to prison. These people should go to prison. They're drug addicts, they're alcoholics, they have criminal records, they have severe mental illness, which is, I strongly believe, they've been in prison before, they should be investigated. They've perhaps been in a mental hospital before, recently. I'm sure they've been in a mental hospital in the last 5 years because they have to. They're alcoholic and drug addicts who got severe mental problems. They live on the street, and they should not be living around other people. We have a problem with the homeless. The homeless can be dangerous. The homeless people near me should be investigated because I don't want the homeless coming over here. Some of them are dangerous. I don't want them coming near me. Some of them have dangerous motives and so on. Neighbors who have, and they include neighbors in my building, who live in apartments, homes, houses near me, who can't mind their business, who say racist things like come at me saying stay with your own kind or something. That is racist. That is, I don't want to listen to that. They should be investigated. They should be investigated. They will go to jail and will deal with the law sooner or later because they don't have the capacity to deal with people of different walks of life. And Los Angeles is not a place to be a hate monger. With all the different cultures and walks of life, and everybody's equal. I believe we're all equal. Black, white, and brown, gay, straight, and whatever. Los Angeles is one of the most open-minded areas in Los Angeles County. Over my areas in this country, and this is not a place to be a hate monger. No type of hate. Black or white racism is wrong, or any type of racism. They're going to deal with the law sooner or later. I think the FBI should be involved, because when you have all, you hear about all these mass shootings and these crazy people shooting up people, these people are a description of some dangerous person. I believe they're domestic terrorists because they target me for a long time, and they don't even know me. They just saw me in a neighborhood. They look at me or look at my skin color and make disparaging comments at me all the time, and then outside talking about the insides of my home, which is another sign of a deranged mentally ill person or a deranged mentally ill criminal. Because if they are, because I would never allow anyone, I would never have anyone outside my home or allow or put a camera or any device to look in my home for people to look at on the computer or anywhere. That's wrong. I hope the FBI and the police have to be involved, and I will contact them as much as possible, for I can stay safe until I move, whenever I move. Because this is American society. We have to be stabilized. We have to mind our business. Keep your beliefs to yourself and don't act out on your racist beliefs. Then it'd be a safe country. These people are racist. These people are deranged. I don't believe in any type of racism. But these people have deranged beliefs and target people who they don't know and get into people's business, which is just a sign of a dangerous criminal, a dangerous person. And it should not be tolerated. Good day, good night from Dove Night.